Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to check in with the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning.
Morning.
Let's start with the offense. I know you said you guys needed 30. When you went back and watched the film, was there a common theme with some of the offensive struggles?
No, I mean, yeah, we came out, we started out, and felt like we did what we needed to do, you know, and what we wanted to do, really. We wanted to establish a run game and playing a little heavier sets against that team. And you know, I mean, we did that. I mean, that opening drive, we went all the way down and, you know, established the what we wanted to do. And so it was really – you know, the 2 minute right before half, not to be able to get the momentum back there, get some points back on the board, you know, after the fourth down stop, that was tough. And then we had really what we would call a couple of breathing plays in two different series in the second half, just to try to get us into manageable downs. You know, we didn't do well on, and so that forced us into these fourth and tens, and that's just a hard spot. You know, and when you know you're going to need to put up some points, and those happen, you know, that's really four different things I'm talking about on four different series. Man, it's not enough. So that's where we fell short. We did a number of good things. We had a lot of guys play really well.
Uh-oh.
Coaches, all of us, man, you got to be on point with everything.
What created the delay of game following the penalty that took away the Goff touchdown?
Couldn't hear, play call, all of it. You know, it was just a communication piece trying to get it in. Now, I don't, you know, the clock didn't get pumped on that. I don't know. Nothing's been said on any of that. So, you know, we were pressed against it. We didn't get it in time. The communication wasn't clear. So, you know, that's on us as coaches.
I know you said it's a sore subject and you take responsibility for that play not being a legal play. So I don't really want to ask you it again. But I did want to know, after the game, you said it came from New York. Were you told that that came down from New York?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You've been, obviously, very good. Your teams have been very good of responding after losses. And we've talked about, you know, the fact that you haven't lost back-to-back games in a number of years. Why are your teams so good at being able to respond after a loss?
Well, I think we... You know, I've mentioned this before. We got a group, a competitive group. They go to work, man. Win, lose, they go to work. But when you're a competitive group and you want to do things right and you want to clean up the things that may have cost you the week before, you know, there's a certain level of urgency and there's a certain level of man, we're in a race. You know, we're in a race to improve this week. You know, to get back in the win column, man, to get another W and stay away from the L's. So I just think it, you know, there's an urgency that happens, and I don't want to say that it's not there when you're winning, but it's just, you know, there's a reason why you lose these games, and collectively, all of us, man, it makes you want to clean it up. I mean, that includes me. It's all of us. So what do we have to do against this opponent to not let that happen again? And so you're just trying to turn over every stone. The guys are going to be ready to roll. They were ready yesterday. When they came in, we cleaned up the tape. We got an unbelievable group, you know, and our leaders are strong, and we'll be ready.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Down to the decimal, where is Aleem McNeil at for Monday?
Listen, and barring something happening this week, Aleem's freaking playing, man.
What's that do to the defense? What's that do? I mean, because obviously he's a player that teammates love. He's a great player, and so just in terms of production, but what does that do to this defense?
Well, it's, you know, those guys, everybody loves Mac, man, and they know what kind of teammate he is, but what kind of production he can bring to us in the run and pass game. You know, he's the type of guy who he's elevates the guys around him. He'll elevate their level of play or their production, just him being out there, because he's going to draw a little bit of attention, or they're going to have to. So, you know, listen, this is his first game back, so it'll be, you know, he'll have to shake off a couple of cobwebs, but after what I've seen the last 2 weeks, it won't take long. So, but it's good to have him back, man. He's certainly one of our pieces, man. He's a pivotal piece to what we do here, and he's going to help us.
Will he be full go, or is he going to get eased in, be kind of on a pitch count?
Yeah, we'll take it as it comes. I mean, he's got more reps. Over the last 2 weeks, he's going to get more reps in practice this week, too.
When you look at this Tampa offense, obviously devastated by injuries at the receiver position. They might get Mike Evans back, don't know, and Igbuka is questionable. But you're also beat up in the secondary. And so I guess two questions. One, when do you expect to hear back on Brian Branch's appeal? And how do you construct a game plan against a quarterback that has been so efficient, even though his top end receivers haven't been there?
Well, we're hoping to find something out by late this afternoon with Branch, exactly where that goes. So, you know, in that sense, I think we'll have an idea. Now we're in the middle of game planning right now. Most of it will be in by tonight, or a lot of it, the base aspect of it. But as far as everything, like we're ready. I'm assuming we don't have him. You know, you're going to assume that you don't have him, and you know what you're taking to the game. And so Chef's going to do a great job of putting a plan together to where, you know, these guys can play fast and we'll know what to do and you know, where their help's at, how to play it. And it's going to be on everybody, you know, to bring it to life. It's going to take everybody. It'll take that D-line, it'll take the linebackers, and then certainly the secondary is going to the game. But we'll have a good plan.
What's the biggest concern about facing a quarterback that is as competitive and as feisty as Baker Mayfield?
Man, he's playing at a high level. I got a lot of respect for Baker. I always have. I just think he is, man. He's a competitive, smart, gritty freaking QB, man. I'm watching the San Francisco game. He just freaking wills himself on he breaks out of the pocket, takes off. I don't know what it was, 15 yards for first down or 12. But anyway, takes off, breaks tackles, dives for the first down. He just kind of wills it to happen. And those guys, you know, it's very clear. They, they look to him and they trust him. They know he's going to find a way to make it happen. And he's playing at a high level. I mean, he's seeing the field so good right now. He's making like pinpoint throws. He's just he's playing out of his mind right now. So, you know, we got to be able to keep him in there. We got to, you know, as always, we're going to need to challenge a little bit on the perimeter, and we can't let him get going. We can't let him get hot.
With Brian Branch, is there a worry he's getting a reputation that could hurt him moving forward?
No, I mean, I don't want to worry about all that reputation, because the bottom line is anybody that really knows Branch knows who he is, what he is. Brian Branch is not a bad person. He's not a thug. He's not. He made a mistake. And, you know, are these things he did? There's things we've discussed. And he knows he needs to be better. And he knows he needs to contain himself at times. And he will. And he's going to learn from this. He's going to be better for all this.
I want to ask you one, and I want to go back to it. I don't want to harp on just like we had talked about earlier, but when we asked you, you know, did that call come from New York about overturning the Goff touchdown? Are you guys inquiring as to why you were told that, or inquiring as to what happened in that situation, why they went back a minute and a half later and threw the flag?
Yeah, we asked on all of that. We asked on all of it, and I can't tell you any of that.
But it was an official that told you it came from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, obviously it's raised a lot of questions and concerns from the fans. I know you guys probably have a lot of those too. Back to Branch. Assuming he doesn't go, who picks up the slack? Like, is it Harper that gets a lot of those snaps? How do you guys shift the defense?
Yeah, I mean, we'll play with those guys that we brought last week, you know, and, man, they went in there and competed, you know. And there's things we can do to help them out, too. You know, Shep's already, we've talked about that. But, yeah, man, Harp and, you know, you see Harp, and we brought Hallett last week. He didn't play really any defense, but he made this week. Millett, you know, is going to help us out again. Obviously, Rock and Amik out on the edge there. And then, you know, Whiteside came to the game as well, and he's ready to go. And some of those guys helped us, most of them on special teams, which is good. But, listen, those guys will be ready. They're not afraid to go in there and freaking battle. And we'll be able to help those guys. We'll set them up and let them be able to play fast.
Any update on Kirby Joseph?
No, nothing new. I mean, he's, you know, about what everybody thought after the game. You know, he's pretty sore. You know, but it's a long week, so we'll see where he goes.
It's Dan Campbell, Monday night. That place is going to be rocking.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, it's good to be back home. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. It's a good team, and this will have implications down the road.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, have a good one.
It's 97. All right, guys, gear up this football season with Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Whether you're headed to the tailgate or cheering from home, first turn to the awesome team at Moran to get you in the game with a game-winning deal. Right now, you can lease the 2025 Equinox LT for $299 a month. That's a 36-month lease. Find your ride fast. It's MoranExpress.com or stop by. They'll take care of you in person. Brian Moran and the team, great staff. Stop by. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I wrote down two big takeaways from Dan Campbell today. The first, Alim McNeil's coming back.
Yeah, that's a huge boost. We didn't think we'd get him back until Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. That's a month ahead of time.
Big game, big spot, Alim McNeil back in the lineup. The other thing, and I'm glad we followed up on it because it was eating away at me that I didn't follow up earlier.
Yeah, me too.
So glad you asked him more about how that play was ultimately flagged.
Yeah.
And he said at the podium on Sunday that New York weighed in. But I didn't know if he just assumed because of the delay that it had to have been New York. He clarified he was told by an official that New York weighed in on that, which is not supposed to happen. As you heard on the broadcast, that's not supposed to happen. If the officials of their own volition are sitting and stewing going, hold on, I think it might have been a legal motion. Let's huddle up and get this right. That is allowed.
Right.
What's not allowed under the current setup of the rules is for New York to go, hold on, break in there. We got to make a decision here. We got to overturn it. We got to add a flag.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to. And that only adds to it. So I bet you that's going to make some noise today that Dan, he confirmed it. An official told him New York weighed in, which is not allowed.
No. And then obviously we waited till the end to ask him, but we should ask him right away, is, okay, I'm guessing that you investigated this. You inquired about it with the league. And what did they say? And could almost hear the teeth grinding.
Yeah.
And him saying, I can't share that with you. So I don't know that that's an answer that anybody liked.
And I actually was curious how much he was going to give us, because at the podium yesterday he's like, I don't really want to talk about this, it's a sore subject. The play itself, he took responsibility, because if he didn't communicate properly with Goff or the staff of where he had to be to not be the quarterback under center versus standing over the center, Dan does what he always does. He took responsibility for that play. But everybody wants to know why it went down like that.
Yeah.
And John, it sounds like the league intervened.
It does. And I mean, I don't know that there's any other way you can look at it. And what makes it even more disturbing is we had the pool report.
Which, that you're
and
right.
They said in the pool report.
Pull it up. John, pull it up. We got to pull it up. Because you're right. That pool report said that New York didn't weigh in on that illegal motion huddle where the officials huddled up. The pool reporter. Now, I don't know which official is the official on record in the pool report, and maybe a different official told Dan that it came from New York. So maybe the officials weren't on the same page. But that looks really shady from the NFL that the pool reporter talks to an official, and the official says, no, New York didn't weigh in on it.
Yeah, I got the pool report here. Let me find where... what kind of help or assistance, if any, did you have from the replay assistant in Kansas City or from New York? And what's his name? It just says Craig Rolstad is the one that is speaking to whoever's asking this question. It just says question. And Rolstad said, we did not have any assistance from Kansas City or New York. So then the follow-up was, so that was just a discussion amongst the crew itself, and Rolstad says, that's right.
Wow, that is damning. And I do want to remind people, it was the first drive of the game. The Lions lost by 13 points. Mm-hmm. Even Dan Campbell didn't blame that for the reason they lost the game.
Right, but as soon as that happens,
I know.
There's a completely, I mean, like everything changes from that point on.
Think about it. He talked to us. He talked about how that first drive was a tone setter. I called it an FU drive. They took the ball on the road, marched down the field, 10 runs, and he thought they established the run, and it could have been a touchdown. And that's a hell of a lot bigger statement than kicking a field goal.
Right. And so even if, I asked him about the delay of game. Right. And it was, and he talked about it was, you know, communication. It was blah, blah, blah. And then he alluded to, you know, the clock might not have been reset the way it was supposed to be reset. And now instead of fourth and goal from the 6, it's fourth and goal from the 11.
And you have to kick it. I mean, even fourth and goal from the 6 would have been kind of bold to go for it. I know it
would have been very Dallas-esque.
Maybe even reckless, some would say. But they were lining up to do it. Because it was that important to him, they started with a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they only begrudgingly kicked a field goal. So it does make a difference on an open drive tone setter for the game. I'm still not going to say that the refs cost the Lions the game. But boy, is that a terrible look for the league.
Yes. And I mean, if and that just... Dan's not going to make things up.
No, I don't think he made that up.
He was told that it came from New York.
Right.
They inquired, and he just said he can't share with you what they told me.
Wow.
That's Angry Dan, in case you were wondering.
It's a pretty good impression. 835, Power Surge. Who are the best teams in the NFL now? Lions lost, Bills lost, Eagles lost. Get to that. First, Heather with the news.
Okay, so there's this new study out of the University of Texas at El Paso that dives into NFL officiating, specifically between the years of 2015 and 2023. And the findings are quite interesting. Oh. So it found that the Kansas City Chiefs seem to get more favorable calls, especially in big, nationally televised games. And researchers say they looked at 13,000 penalties and discovered that postseason officiating disproportionately favors the Mahomes-era Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, the researchers say that their findings suggest that when the league's financial health is at stake, rule enforcement may subtly shift to protect market appeal.
That's it. The lizard people are real. I'm convinced.
Huh. Well, especially if you have, you know, help from New York.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yep. You guys, a car, the driver of the car has been hospitalized after crashing into a home on Detroit's west side. You have to see the photos of this. Let me show you. Look at this, John. So the not only, it's not like the other story I had where the car crashed into the house. It went flying early this morning and went like sideways through the home's front window. Apparently the driver just lost control. Driver was taken to the hospital in critical condition. They say everyone in the house was asleep at the time. Thankfully, nobody was like sitting on the sofa that I picture right behind that
the window.
Man. So it sounds like everyone in the house uninjured, which is the good news. After months of speculation, officials have confirmed that the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge will be delayed until next year.
Huh.
I know.
At this point, it'll be news when it's actually open.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but they won't say when that's going to be.
We'll just have to wait and see.
How many times has it been delayed? I know they want to make sure it's done right and safe and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if it's actually ever been delayed because
they never announced.
They just said
fall.
Sometime in the future.
Late fall. And so it was supposed to be sometime this fall. Is now pushed back because of construction and safety testing delays. But the bridge will now open on an unspecified date in early 2026. Mm. So be prepared.
Have any of you guys driven by it?
No.
No.
I did a few times in August, and it is pretty spectacular.
Is it?
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
And the amount of construction that was done to the freeways around there and the revitalizing, like, right around Mexican Town and all that stuff, it's just crazy.
Yeah, for sure. You know what else is crazy? Kim Kardashian just launched her most jaw-dropping Skims product yet. Okay, so on Tuesday, the brand released this new line of micro-string thongs. But that's not the shocking part. The shocking part is that each thong comes with faux pubic hair attached.
The bush is back.
Yeah, so you can choose from 12 different shades. There's brown, black, blonde, red. You can choose different textures.
Length? Yeah.
Yeah, like a curly, straight.
Landing strip.
No, that's not an option.
Long and curly, short and curly. Yeah,
They're each $32. And if you want one, you're going to have to join a wait list, you guys, because they're already sold out.
These are this popular.
Apparently so. And according to Skims, the website, it says, with this iconic new panty, your carpet can be whatever color you want it to be.
Your carpet.
Shaggy.
And so the carpet can match the drapes.
Or not.
Or
it's
not.
Up to you to decide.
Customized.
And people have a lot to say about it. Most people are just flabbergasted that this would be a sellout because people are wondering who's your market research? Who wanted these? Chewbacca, somebody says.
is that making a comeback?
This underwear or the actual.
So, yeah, that's what I was trying to understand from a market standpoint, because you could grow your own, but is this, you don't want the commitment? You want to be able to swap?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to have the commitment because you can remove it.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's who it's appealing to. People who would like the option to.
The toupee.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's a merkin.
What? A merkin?
Yeah. It's a wig for your pubic area.
Is that what it's called?
A merkin. Yeah.
I didn't know that was...
Oh, you want to look it up?
Probably shouldn't.
No, you can. No, you can. Just give,
isn't that
give
what it's called, though, like in movies when people are doing nude scenes and they have to cover themselves slightly?
Yes.
And they put on this little, like...
Wig.
Yeah.
How is it spelled, John? Merkin?
M-E-R-K-I-N. Tell me what the definition is.
Merkin. A merkin is a pubic wig. Worn by people after shaving their mons pubis. Used as a decorative item or erotic device by both men and women.
There you go.
That's what it says.
Dudes wear a merkin.
Is Kim K going to make one for the dudes out there? That's Heather with the news.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the G-string version.
Something for everybody. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration.
You can't make that up. That's incredible.
In case you will
do this. Come back, Jim. Somebody needs to talk.
He's celebrating 30 years of helping men across Southeast Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. All over, I'm guessing. You never know. I'm sure he could. Over three decades, he's seen thousands walk in frustrated or skeptical and walk out looking younger and feeling like themselves again. Dr. Bergwitz isn't just a pioneer in hair restoration. He's a patient, too. Sorry, Dr. B. He's had the procedure himself and even performed it on his own son. No, that's how much he believes in the results and trusts his team. Every procedure is done by Dr. B and his full-time in-house medical team. So there's no traveling techs, no rotating staff, just precision and natural results. He is the only physician in Detroit offering both smart graft and neograft. You guys, this is just a wreck. They're both advanced, minimally invasive technologies that deliver real permanent hair. No merkins, no plugs and stitches, scars, just natural growth you can put on your fingers. Oh my gosh, DeMarcus, 30-year milestone. You can go claim the confidence package. It's a free consultation plus $1,000.
We're calling it the confidence package.
Yes. Towards your procedure, which is pretty cool. When you mention 97.1 the ticket, you can get $1,000 off. So if you've been thinking about doing something for yourself, this is your sign. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com where your confidence grows back.
No wait list.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle. We've been doing a lot today. We talked Bregman, Tiger offseason topics, power surge. You just heard John's rankings. Gave away Lions tickets today. We had Dan Campbell on. And I want to play a little bit of that audio for people because this is a big deal.
Yes.
This was Dan Campbell. John asked him a question about that illegal formation on the opening drive of the game. Sore subject, but a huge red flag for the league because their pool reporter said we had no help from New York and they're not supposed to have help from New York. But Dan's not, there's no reason to believe Dan Campbell's lying. He was told by an official that New York weighed in on that call. He said it at the podium, and I didn't know if that was him just assuming, hey, the delay had to have been from New York. No, it came from an official who said New York weighed in on the play. So, this is clearly a big deal. I don't know how you want to ask this question, John. I mean, is it proof that the NFL plays favorites? Certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I don't think the Lions lost the game because of the officials jumping in
not
on
directly.
The first drive of the game.
Not directly.
But if you think Kansas City gets preferential calls, if you believe the NFL plays favorites, there's your confirmation.
Mm-hmm. It raises a lot of questions in regards to not just the Lions game. It raises questions about every game that's played, and especially every game that's played with the Chiefs. Are there individuals that are looking at the game? And if it's a rule, if it were a rule that hey, they get a chance to review some of these things and call in for some egregious things. Like, where do you draw the line?
Right.
That's not the rule. That's not the case right now.
And again, the Lions had four quarters still to go, basically.
Yeah.
Because it was still in the first. They lost by 13 points.
Well, Kansas City hadn't even possessed the ball yet.
And again, the call, it looks like the Lions ran an illegal play. But the method to which the officials called it shouldn't have happened.
No.
They intervened for the Kansas City Chiefs' benefit.
And Patrick Mahomes, the market, all of that stuff.
Yeah, the brand. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797.
Can't possibly have the Chiefs go 2-4, can we?
Can't. Maybe the lizard people are onto something. Let's hear from them. 248-539-9797. The conspiracy theorists are going to run with this, and they have every right to, because that's damning. That's the league trying to cover its own ass and weigh in on a play they're not supposed to weigh in from New York. That's them playing favorites. That's not okay. Let's get to Anthony. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hearing that, the whole New York thing today just boiled my blood. Like, every average Joe, Kyle, Phil knows that, like, the league has involved themselves again. Add it to the list of things now where the refs involved themselves, or lack thereof in this case, throughout the years, the Lions. Remember in Seattle, the ball batting out the end zone? Why didn't the NFL chime in then, you know? Or how about the invisible call of the Dallas game that kept us out of the playoffs? There's so many things in different ways where the Lions have gotten screwed over throughout the years, and here's one no one's ever thought of, just add it to the list, right?
I mean, this is out loud. I mean, this is in clear color HD. Like, this was the league weighing in on a play they're not allowed to weigh in on, to the Chiefs' benefit at home in a big spot on the opening drive of the game.
Yeah.
And again, the swing of momentum. Detroit scores, and it's, we want the ball, we punched it in the end zone, we set the tone on the ground, and our quarterback just caught one of the coolest touchdowns you're ever going to see. The momentum that comes from that play evaporates instantly, and it's one thing if the officials follow protocol because the Lions ran an illegal play. It's not okay that the league's weighing in.
Right, because, I mean, officials miss stuff all the time. And, I mean, if this is the case, are they calling in for, you know, a hold that happens on the backside of a play and all of a sudden, hey, it's a touchdown, but we don't want that touchdown to stand?
So let us know if you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, they get the buzzer in the pocket.
If you have had concerns, questions, this is only going to fuel how you feel about the way the NFL treats the Kansas City Chiefs.
Here's the other thing. Dan Campbell decided that before the game, on the coin toss, we win the coin toss, we want the ball first. It's all part of the script for Detroit. We talk
game
about the
script.
The scripted drive all the time. Hey, here's the plays that we had. We get down there. This is the play that we're going to call. Everybody's ready for it. They score a touchdown. And now all of a sudden, the NFL steps in and says, not so fast, my friend. Mm-hmm. And it derails for the moment. Now, they should have been able to overcome that.
Yes.
But it derails for the moment, which then compounds itself into a delay of game, and instead of having the chance to score a touchdown on you know, 4th and 1, now it's 4th and 6.
Yeah, the wind's out of your sails.
Now all of a sudden it's 4th and 11.
Yeah, and now you have to kick this like begrudging settle for,
and the Chiefs only give up 3 instead of giving up 7.
Right, and look, the Lions still had a key drop from Amon-Ra St. Brown, a rare drop from St. Brown at the end of the first half. And Campbell pointed out a lot of the things that they didn't do well enough on some swing possessions. They lost by 13 points. They didn't have a chance in the fourth quarter with the ball. The other team's taken a knee in a 2-score game. So clearly a lot of other things went wrong for Detroit, but the league certainly didn't do them any favors. Kansas City benefits. 248-539-9797. Football coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on Paramount Plus. Apparently you can also count on Chiefs to get preferential treatment. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get right to the phones next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.